All right, welcome back. Second segment of tonight's show. We thank Jontel Evans for joining us in the first segment. Don't forget, we have head coach Brian Bolin of Virginia Tennis and head lacrosse coach Lars Tiffany coming up in the second half hour. But right now, thesaber.com is running a special promotion, and Darren's going to tell us about it.
That's right. Our good friends over at the Saber, they're excited to offer a new annual subscriber promotion from now through February the 16th. They've got a Share the Love promotion. Buy an annual subscription to the Saber Edge with the coupon code SHARETHELOVE. Go to thesaber.com and use that code SHARETHELOVE, and you'll get $15 off of the purchase price, and they will give $15 of your subscription to the VAF. So winners all around there, and you will get some great news, some inside news on the Saber Edge. And this time of year, it's really critical with recruiting, Frank.
Speaking of recruiting, the Wahoos have been very busy. Coach Mendenhall's staff, starting with Marcus Hagans and others. Elliot Brown, a 6'6", 215-pound wide receiver and outside linebacker prospect from the Taft School, grew up in Maryland and transferred for 1 year to the Taft School. Anyhow, he committed, and his head coach said that he has unbelievable athleticism and serious potential. That's his head coach. The number 24 commit, brand new, hot off the press, Isaac Buell, defensive end, 6'4", 268, from Knoxville, Tennessee. He was offered by Boise State, Army, Navy, Air Force, Tulane, Harvard, Yale, and the Marines. This young man apparently has got some serious upside, kind of like him. All right, big news this last couple hours. Redshirt sophomore from Missouri, quarterback Marvin Zanders, has said that he's going to transfer to UVA. He's a dual-threat QB, had about 200-and-some yards rushing under his belt this year and 100-and-some yards passing. So he got some mop-up duty in some games. Decent size this young man has, and so that could be an interesting factor in the equation in the years ahead. Brandon Pertile of Oklahoma State, a right tackle prospect, has announced that he has applied to UVA admissions, considering being a grad transfer. Great, Scott. We can use every 300-pound beast we can find. I don't care where they come from.
We'll train them up.
And I still believe my information is correct on John Montellus, the offensive tackle prospect, grad student from Notre Dame, I believe, is transferring. Mm-hmm. And I think there's one more out there.
There's another from Notre Dame, I believe.
Yeah, another young man from Notre Dame, but I haven't heard anything lately about him.
And don't forget, National Signing Day is
Wednesday.
Wednesday, and Bronco will be talking about it at a press conference at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And Frank is going to be there, yet to be determined whether Hobo will be there, but we will be represented. Speaking of football, the ACC released the schedule. Virginia opens September the 2nd at home against William & Mary, and then they have consecutive home games against Indiana on September the 9th and University of Connecticut September 16th. So certainly three games you look at and you think, hey, those are games we could potentially win and hopefully will. Then a road trip to Boise State, which will be a tough assignment, but who knows. And then we have an open week, and then we come back, play Duke at home, at North Carolina, BC at home, at Pitt, Georgia Tech at home, at Louisville, at Miami, and then, of course, the final game, Virginia Tech in Charlottesville. And that's a game we need to win.
Yeah, that game is going to be on a Friday. For the first time in many, many years, that game will not be on a Saturday. And I think that could bode well for the Wahoos. Looking at the schedule, just overall, you hate to have to go on the road to play Carolina down there in Chapel Hill. Pittsburgh away looks like a toughie. Georgia Tech at home, I think that's a payback game. Who's need to get them? And for that matter, same is true of the Hokies and really Louisville. Virginia had Louisville.
They had them
down and out and buried, and they let them off the hook.
Mm-hmm. We got to run here soon, but here's the way Hobo, as a basketball guy, looks at it. William & Mary, Indiana, Connecticut at home. If you win those, you beat Duke at home and Boston College at home. That's five wins. You got to find at least one other win somewhere to qualify to
a
six.
Bowl. Well, we're going to go to break here. On the other side, we've got UVA head tennis coach Brian Boland of the defending NCAA champs, the Wahoos. Stay with us. This is Who's Talking.